So I want to kick it off, and I have the pleasure of speaking about these topics often. And for any of those who have heard these maxims before, I'll apologize for the repetition. But I do not start discussions about bankruptcy and energy issues without a couple maxims to lead the discussion. First and foremost, my maxim is bankruptcy is not a spectator sport. If your contract counterparty is in bankruptcy, your rights can and almost will be affected. And with respect to the bankruptcy process, our presentation today, we're going to have a high-level discussion about what's happening in some of the cases in the energy space. We're going to talk about the bankruptcy process as a whole, where the pitfalls are, some of the deadlines, some of the things that you've got to be looking out for. And then we're going to talk specifically about the treatment of executory contracts and contracts in bankruptcy. So the second maxim is many energy assets are creatures of contract. Energy contracts, when it gets right down to it, are going to be affected by the bankruptcy code treatment. By and large, almost every contract, and when I talk about these issues, it's an alphabet soup of contracts in the upstream business, OAs, leases, PHAs, into the midstream, transportation. All of these energy, they're all creatures of contract, and all of them can be affected by bankruptcy. My last maxim is the four P's. Participation in the process may determine priority of payment. It's a critical issue to understand in bankruptcy. Depending upon where your contract is classified, directly imposes on your recovery. So if you're classified as an unsecured, and we're going to get into it, if you're classified as an unsecured creditor, you may end up in these cases with close to nothing.